How I exploded main character syndrome but ended up destroying the whole game. I was told to share this experience here since this was my real first horror story, and should share with others that may have gone through the same thing. It isn't all bad though, since our that guy had it blow up in his face in the end. This is the story about a railroad, the rest of the party being turned into pawns, and an explosive finale that results in the DM ending the campaign. To set the stage, I joined this gaming group essentially composed of family and friends. There were about 5 of us players, but I'll only list the ones that are more important. Me, Dragonborn Barbarian. Stabby, Goblin Ranger. DM, the DM. And Protag, a Human Paladin. We've all played D&D before, but only Protag and myself were what I'd call veterans of the game. I hadn't played an in-person game since 2020, so I was very excited to be a part of this one. The game starts off normally enough. We all introduce our PCs and the party gets a rhythm going. I would honestly say the intro sessions were great. Lots of roleplay, team bonding, etc. But it all changes when Paladin's backstory kicks in, and now he's some chosen one of his holy order. We all don't think too much of it at first, but over time his story starts to overshadow everyone else. He's crowned the leader of our troop, had a story beat in all of our backstories, and important enemies who were described as near death 5 rounds ago only go down on his turn. Some were even backstory villains that had nothing to do with him, yet it still seemed like they were catered for him to deal the final blow. Since we were playing in a setting largely composed of humans as well, me and Stabby were often made to work harder or secluded from RP sessions and meetings with important NPCs. As the story progressed, we even had to pay more for potions and items unless Protag was with us. Only him, not any of the other players who were also human. Now let me explain. I don't mind a setting that has these kinds of social dynamics in them. In fact, I find them interesting. I can understand if there are injustices in a D&D setting since most DMs do this, so the PCs can make a difference outside of combat scenarios as well. But since we were at the whims of Protag, and he was more focused on his own power creep, we never really got around to it. He would even use this world-building footnote against our characters later, when he felt we were stepping out of line. I tried to just roll with it since I was getting an in-person game. Half the people here were my family. I didn't want to ruin it by being a mope. I had already kind of checked out due to all the sidelining, but Stabby, my cousin, was getting sick of it. She starts getting a bit more vocal about the favoritism. This may have provoked Protag to lean further into his own ego as he didn't appreciate her criticizing his character arc. It's a bit late, but now it's here that I should mention that Protag is the friend of DM, who in turn is a friend of my other cousin. So before this, half of us didn't really know him. It is my belief that Protag's behavior only began to change after he had become more comfortable with us. So at this point it was a bit of a drag, but it was about to get a lot worse. Protag got crowned as king of a new nation he formed. Now if everyone was a side character before, we were all pawns now. Barely any of us got any time to do anything significant outside of roles as much of the RP was taken by Protag. The rest of the party had already given up on our backstories, which was the most depressing thing about this by far. We were nearing what I'd call the end boss of the mid-arc. The party had just dethroned an evil wizard king, and Protag was doing his Protag screen time interrogations. Most of us were checked out since it had been about 8 minutes of just the DM and Protag talking, when the DM suddenly made the wizard king try and kill one of the other PCs. This was supposed to be an epic in-game moment, I presume, but it would end up being the catalyst for the campaign's end. One of us tried to counterspell. Nope, it's too high of a level and they failed to roll. So we asked what the spell looks like, and it was described as something along the lines of, "You all know it's power word kill. So, what do you do?" Now we're all paying attention. DM lets us roll initiative to try and RP our way out of this. Like it was slow motion intervention. Stabby ends up rolling the highest. She aims an arrow and ends up killing the Wizard King. We all start out of game to celebrate because this was the first boss kill she'd gotten since forever. But Protag suddenly marches his paladin up to Stabby and says, "You fool!" Now we're all shocked. Suddenly the Wizard King rises as a lich due to some magic stuff, and we all have to run away. Back at Protag's castle, Protag is going off about how we royally screwed up his plan. It is then explained that he and the DM had played a few one-on-one sessions without us, and that Protag had information the rest of us couldn't have possibly known about. He was also given an amulet that would allow him to imprison the soul of the Wizard King, and gain new spells if he had delivered the killing blow. Stabby then says something like, "Big deal, it's not like you need any more power anyway." But that didn't sit well with Protag, since his character was serious and deep, while her character was built off a joke. By now, his anger is starting to bleed into real life, and he and Stabby are starting to get a bit heated. Stabby, being the mature one, leaves the conversation in-game. The awkward table atmosphere leads to the party all leaving the castle to do their own things, leaving me and Protag in his throne room by himself. I think, hey, maybe I can RP now to progress the story, and maybe get it into Protag's head that he should have maybe told us about all these important notes. So I try to speak, but he's having a hard time calming down, and dials it hard into his RP. He calls us all useless and keeps on moping about his now missing power-up. I try again to reiterate that if this was so important, why didn't he tell us? And that's when he attacks me. Yup, just strikes my character saying something like, "I'm king. I owe you all nothing." DM is a bit shocked, but allowed it. I think it's just a one-off, but nope, he's taking his annoyance out on me. So I make my barbarian rage and try to flee, but he uses some magical stuff to lock the castle exits. The other players are trying to act now, but Protag says, "You all left. There's no way you know what's going on." I suggest we end the game here, but Protag forces the DM to continue since he's having fun again. So I just keep running, locked in his castle as this overpowered chosen one chases me throughout his castle. I briefly think of just letting him kill me so I can drop the game. But then I remembered something. A few sessions ago, we had stopped a band of pirates from blowing up a port. Protag had taken all their gunpowder in order to try to homebrew some new firearms for his army. I ran straight to the cellar and hoped he followed me. To play it up, I really went hard on the half HP of my barbarian and said, "I go to the cellar to try and hide." It isn't long before Protag corners me in the cellar and starts to repeat this mantra he always uses whenever he kills a big bad. I use my turn to activate my Dragonborn's chromatic warding, telling him to back down in character one last time. He uses his turns to RP some random on-the-spot reasoning as to why his character is suddenly being so violent against mine, leaning heavily into the homebrew setting's views on the non-human species. Now at the table, I'm pretty chill about this, so he thinks it's no big deal that he's going to kill my PC. He asks me if I'm ready to roll a new character, and even suggests what I should bring to blend in with his kingdom better. His next turn, he attacks me. I'm barely alive due to barbarian rage at this point, but it's all I need. On my next turn, I use my breath weapon on the room and light up the cellar full of gunpowder. Now, in the previous session where Protag had gotten his gunpowder stock, Protag had ruled that each exploding barrel was equal to one fireball spell, which the DM allowed. Realizing now that all of his barrels were lighting up in his face, he tried to rule that they were more akin to alchemist flames. But with me and the other players having a laugh at the whole experience, we forced the DM to stay true to the previous ruling. The DM nervously looked to Protag and agreed, and so the dice began to roll. Now he collected 50 of these things, which are all base-level fireballs, essentially. At max, both he and I would be taking a total of 2,400 fire damage, and at worst, 400 fire damage. Even with his magic items that have spell damage, there was no way he could survive this, especially with us being only level 8. I, on the other hand, being a red dragonborn who had activated my level 5 chromatic warding feature, was outright immune to fire damage. And that was that. Protag was dead, burnt to a crisp due to about 1,000 or so fire damage. It was, of course, rolled using a dice app since none of us had that many D6s. I stepped out of the burning hall like a corny action movie, and the DM promptly ended the session. For a while, Protag skimmed through his sheet and mine in order to try and find some loopholes, but came out empty-handed. About a week later, the DM messaged our chat and told us he was ending the game. Apparently, he didn't know what to do now since Protag's character was dead. He had written so much of the plot around him that there was nothing else he could think of. I said we could just retcon the previous session, but he just wanted to end it. So I'm without a party again, but if it wasn't for my family also playing there at the table, I would have left many sessions ago. Honestly, blowing him up was the most fun I had in that game outside of the opening. It was a drag and none of us had signed up to be a pawn in someone else's power fantasy game. I never talked to the guy again because we never really talked outside the game in the first place. The chat died and we all just moved on. I don't know too much about Protag, so I can't in good conscience say he was a complete asshole to the core. But I can say he was at least a bit too full of himself, and is someone I wouldn't want to game with going forwards. I know this was a long one, but I hope you enjoyed this tangent if you made it this far. Thank you for listening. Sweet karmic justice. Nothing sweeter than a player's own power literally blowing up in their face. Please share your stories about that guy getting what he deserves. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content.